By definition, the spirit of failure is that spirit that has its root motive to make you doubt everything about God. When we take on that spirit of failure, that sense of being a failure, we begin to doubt everything about God, about ourselves, and about others. The spirit of failure makes you believe that all you have done in life is a failure and that you are a hopeless, bad person. Anybody here this morning? You don't need to raise your hand, but you just got that feeling inside. I'm just a hopeless, bad person. I am a failure. I'm really curious. Has anyone in this room not said, you've never said ever in your life, I'm a failure? You've never said you're a failure. Okay. There are very few people that would ever say, I have said it. I'm just a failure. Well, what I'm going to show you this morning is where that spirit comes from. The spirit of failure rejects God's unconditional love by making you believe that you will never be good enough for God. The spirit of failure says everyone else or anyone else or even yourself, you're not good enough for yourself, you're not good enough for anybody else, I'm just a failure. Failure rejects God's grace and mercy. Failure makes you believe the lie that you can earn God's love. So the more you work at earning God's love, the more you find yourself failing. You feel trapped in failure. It becomes like an addiction to you. Think about that for a minute. You feel trapped in failure, and it becomes like an addiction to you. It's like you can't live without that feeling, that sense of being a failure. Failure makes you believe the lie that your past is so bad that even God cannot forgive you, let alone others or yourself. Failure makes you believe the lie that God sees you as a failure. Think about that for a minute. I have failed so much, God sees me as a failure. And that your identity is failure. If you take on this whole idea and the thought processing of being a failure, pretty soon your identity inside of yourself is, I'm just a failure. In fact, as you declare it. Failure gets to speak, I'm a failure, over and over and over and over. And the more you say it, the more you believe it. Failure makes you believe the lie that you are inherently rejectable, that there is nothing good in you or about you, there's no value, there's no worth. Failure partners with the spirit, the victim spirit, and convinces you that you have and are of no redemptive hope. There is only gloom and doom for you. Reconciliation, restoration, or recovery is totally impossible. Failure embraces fear. Failure not only embraces the victim spirit, it embraces the spirit of fear. Fear and failure partner and block any growth, maturity, or progress in the work of God with you or in you or through you. Failure also partners with shame and control to further your hopelessness. Failure actually gets you to believe that even God has failed you. Get that for a minute. Failure actually gets you to believe that even God has failed you. That he, that is God, does not have your best interest at heart. And if failure is allowed to go this far, the next thing is failure becomes your identity. You speak it with your mouth because you believe it in your heart. And these are all ungodly beliefs. Is that what God says about you? Does God declare that you are a failure? No, because by faith in Jesus, you are covered by his blood, and all that is failure has been removed from you. So what does God say about you? God says that failure is not in my vocabulary. God says failure is not in my vocabulary. A number of years ago, just quickly, we were ministering to a couple. And the young man just kept saying over, I'm just a failure, I'm just a failure, I'm just a failure. And it just struck me how he was so convinced that his whole life was a failure. And so that evening, Sharon and I went home. We went back to the place we were staying, and I had my Strong's Concordance with me, and I looked up in the Strong's Concordance as to how many times the word failure appears in the Bible. Guess how many times it appears in the Bible? Zero. Why? Because failure is an identity, and as far as God is concerned, it's not even in his vocabulary for you. You get that? Failure is not even in God's vocabulary for you. So God says, I see you as redeemable, as blood-bought, as unconditionally loved, highly favored, and worth as much to me as my own son, Jesus. In fact, I see you as my own son, my own daughter, just as much as I see Jesus as my own son. John 1:12, but as many as received him, that is Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, sons of God, daughters of God, to those who believe in his name. I have adopted you into my family with all the operating assets of my son's inheritance. You are blessed and highly favored. God says, I see you as a person in progress and process. Your failings, even though you're not a failure because that's identity, your failing or failings cannot qualify you as failure to me. For God says, there is no failure in my kingdom. There is no failures in my kingdom on earth or my kingdom in heaven. God says, I see you as my glorious partner. Get this. God says, I see you as my glorious partner with me in my kingdom. You are just as significant to me in my kingdom as my own son. As you trust me in my kingdom, you cannot fail and will not fail and will not listen to the spirit of failure. You will reject all that failure is because I reject all that failure is in my kingdom. So, does this speak to anyone here today? Do you still, in your own heart, in your own mind, one way or another, have that thought coming back to you? In fact, as you speak it through your mouth even, I'm just a failure. I'm just a failure. Well, if that's so, we're going to do something just like we're going to do in retreat. We're going to renounce and we're going to repent, renounce, and break. And so I want you to stand with me. And worship team, if you come, please. Repent, renounce, and break. We have identified with the spirit of failure one way or another. We're going to repent of that. We're going to renounce that spirit, and we're going to break its authority over us. So follow after me. Even though you have the notes there and I have these prayers with you, not everybody has this, so I'm going to have you just do it as a repeat after me. Father God, I repent for my past generations and myself for partnering with the spirit of failure. I opened the door to failure in my life by listening to ungodly beliefs about myself, my past, and generations before me. I repent for believing the lie that I am a failure and cannot be restored. I repent for believing the lie that I am of no value or worth or have purpose or hope. I repent for resisting and rejecting your unconditional love for me. I repent for believing the lie that my failings are bigger than God. I repent for allowing my failings to rule my life. I repent for saying that I am a failure. I repent for blaming you, God, for my failure. I repent for blaming others for my failure. And now, I take full responsibility for partnering with the spirit of failure. Now we're going to renounce. I renounce you, spirit of failure. I reject your influence in my life. I renounce your dominance and control in my life. You will no longer cause me to view myself as failure. I renounce all generational ties with you in my life by partnering with my ancestors' failure. Now we're going to break, okay? Spirit of failure, I break every area of your control and influence in my life. I break your legal right by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. I break your power over me to think that I am unloved, unwanted, worthless, or of no value. I will no longer be your victim. You are not my identity. Spirit of failure, I break your power over me to live in worldly sorrow. I break your power over me to think that I cannot be forgiven. I am forgiven by the blood of Jesus that covers me. Spirit of failure, I command you to return all that you have stolen. My wealth, my health, my life, all of it must be returned now to me. In Jesus' name. Spirit of failure, you are no longer in my vocabulary. I am a glorious, successful partner with God in His kingdom. Spirit of failure, leave me now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Let's give him applause to God. Thank you, God. Thank you that every word that we have just spoken out of our mouth, you have heard, and you have heard it as if it was coming from your own mouth. In Jesus' name. Yes. Now we're going to make a prophetic declaration. This is the final word. Speak with me. I am blood-bought, blessed and highly favored, a child of God. I am as successful as Jesus is. I have the inheritance of God Himself. I am a glorious partner with God in His kingdom. In that kingdom partnership, I cannot fail. I accept the open heavens of God in my life. I will live in the portal of God's blessing and revelation. It will follow me around. It will be all that God has planned for me, with me, in me, and through me. Amen. Amen. You've just made the declaration. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.